Well, Coach, got the first week and a half of practice under your belt, starting games next Monday. Overall, just got to be excited to get the season underway.
Yeah, we're all excited. We've been outside quite a bit, and with the nice warm weather this week, it kind of gets you excited and ready to go.
And of course, you talk about the weather, and that's really a big plus around this time of the year because it's really unpredictable whether you're going to be inside or outside, and I'm sure it helps getting back on the field and kind of getting used to baseball weather again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's year to year, it's different. I mean, we've seen it all. There's sometimes we haven't touched a field until our first game, so this is one of the good years where we're taking advantage of it and getting a lot of time outside. But we're also getting spoiled because we know it's not going to stay this way.
you talk about those weeks where you haven't been on the field all week or all the year leading up to a game, and that's really something that's really difficult to do because it's a lot different taking ground or say on a gym floor than it is on a dirt field like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's altogether different. I mean, you can't get the kids in shape as fast in any aspect of the game. So you just do what you can do inside. We don't go as long when we're inside because we're trying not to get ourselves burnt out. We've been inside a gym all winter long, so nobody wants to do that anymore. So, we're extremely excited that we've been outside on a field for the majority of these 2 weeks, and we're looking forward to next week and, hope the weather is not too bad.
And of course, too, you guys have had a pretty big advantage, too, of having a fall season, so you really don't have to take as much time as a lot of teams in the area, too, to kind of get the rust off.
Yeah, I mean, we know what we did well and what we struggled with, and we got to work at those things. And we had a tough schedule in the fall, and we got another one coming in front of us here this spring. So, it's always good to have 20 or so games under your belt, and maybe somewhere along the line early on that can kind of help you. And maybe bite somebody that you shouldn't beat because you're a little bit more experienced than they are early on in the season.
What are some of the things that you guys have been working on to kind of get better in the spring opposed to the fall?
Really, we just try to keep things simple and work on the basics and get in shape. I mean, we don't try to get too cute with anything. We just try to get the reps in and get the pitcher's arms in shape. And really, we're not going to be fully in shape until we play a couple weeks and these pitchers get to the mound a couple times in game action. But we try to put them through all the different situations of the basics of baseball and just try to get ourselves as much reps as we can so that we're ready to go next week.
And you talk about getting the guys' arms back into shape, and that's really another thing that you guys have a big advantage at is that you've already played your conference game, so you know that you're not going to have to stress out a lot of these guys' arms, so to speak, and you can really just balance everybody out and, have everyone go a few innings here, a few innings there until it's really time to get to April and the postseason to where you can really rely on a guy like Corey Hoopengardner or Callan Chandler like you guys leaned on them in the fall.
Right, yeah, so that's a good point. And we kind of treat like our sub-sectional games as kind of our conference games for the spring since we've already played a conference season. So, those schools that you basically have to get when it comes down to seeding process, you want to kind of beat that team next to you, maybe get a seat over them. So that's kind of what we treat our conference as, even though it's not really a conference in the spring.
And, of course, too, I know that probably – is something that you feel mixed feelings about, because you saw them a lot in the fall and that it's going to be no easy games, but that you want to schedule them at two in the spring because those are the teams that you're going to have to beat if you want to win a regional.
Yeah, I mean, this area, there's no hiding from anybody. I mean, every game you play up virtually is someone tough. You're going to see a quality pitcher. You're going to see a lineup that can hit guys that play a lot of baseball. And, we see a lot of our conference teams again, and they're tough. They'll be tough as they were in the fall. So there's no hiding from it, and we don't try to. And we're just looking excited. We're going to try to take care of what we can control and not really worry about anybody else and just try to get better, week by week.
And, of course, to getting three games under your belt in next week with, I believe you said, Cumberland, Shelbyville, and Hillsboro. We talked about it off the record, too, but, I mean, that's a big advantage that you guys have because, like you said earlier, too, you're not going to have to knock off quite a bit of rust, and those are three schools that really haven't played any baseball in about a year or so.
Right. I'm sure they've got some kids that have and that focus on it more than others. Majority of those kids probably played football, and so that was their focus early in their school year, whereas we were playing baseball. So, yeah, we got to hope that helps us out. I mean, that doesn't mean everything, but it does mean something.